I awoke in the middle of the night, which sometimes happens with me, and it has happened more over the past 3 years as a result of some of the health issues that I have been dealing with. And I don't know that I would call it a realization as much as I would call it a re-remembering, a re-internalizing of something that I have known for years, even decades, but yet I find that the beautiful part of this mystery is that I forget it only to remember it yet again. And I can't think of a more apt way of describing what it is like to be human, at least from my perspective, as that's all I can really know. But I found myself, not that the details of what I was thinking, or they're not, you know, really important at all. I realized that a lot of us human beings have thoughts, and anything that I was thinking I know is not novel and unique. But this was along the lines of awakening, finding myself, and this is, you know, it sometimes doesn't cut this deep, but this was, you know, one of the more memorable experiences that I had like this, where I awakened and was just literally besieged by thoughts about how life was, what was wrong, and just my thoughts about life and how the things that I've been dealing with over the past 3 years, you know, have and will continue to affect me. It's as if life, because of the way I was thinking, actually felt very futile. It felt very empty. And the strangest part about this is I actually went to sleep feeling joyful just hours earlier. Nothing had happened at all. There were no problems yesterday. There were no issues at all. Sure, as a human being, I certainly have my challenges that I deal with, but this was really something that is, it's amazing to me how just by going to sleep and sleeping for a few hours and awakening into just this deep, vast darkness is really what I would refer to this as. And as I felt myself, and it's only, and the only way I could feel myself doing this and witness it is that is really the essence of mindfulness practice, is that I have practiced paying attention. And even when I'm in the middle of a real, you know, what feels like a depressive episode of sorts, what feels like just some emotional energy that does not feel good, and what's something happening, you know, feeling something physically that doesn't feel good, and then all of the thoughts that come from that and result from that. And a lot of it I recognize is just my reactions to how it is that I'm feeling physically as well as emotionally. Although I know at a certain level the physical and the emotional are really all the same thing, because I'm feeling those emotions in my body. So it was really interesting to me as I just was, I got quiet. And I shouldn't say I got quiet. I found myself in quietness. I found myself in quietude. It just happened. And it was one of those beautiful gifts that I don't know that it's grace, I guess is the word that a lot of people use for this. Not everybody. But there was this opportunity for me to have a little bit of distance between all the thoughts I was having. And literally those thoughts were convincing me. It was like I was trying to convince myself that somehow, you know, I was not going to be okay when I awoke, you know, for the last time this morning and got out of bed and began my day. How could I possibly go? You know, there's all of these thoughts, and I don't necessarily want to get into all the details of this. But I would imagine, based on what I have spoken here, that it would not be too hard to imagine the content of these thoughts. Just telling myself how everything is wrong, nothing is ever going to get better. It was amazing to me how my brain, my mind had literally taken on a life of its own, and I don't want to say I didn't have any choice in the matter, because I don't know. One of my dearest teachers used to say that it is impossible to change the mind with the mind. And that certainly resonates with me. I don't know if it does for anyone else. But after years of trying to brute force change, trying to improve myself in some way, not that there's anything wrong with any of that, that at the end of the day, these thoughts, the more I tried to not have them or improve myself to the point that I would no longer need to have them, it just never, ever worked out. So it's so beautiful to recognize and realize and be so incredibly grateful for the opportunity to, in the wee hours of the night, so to speak, in the middle of the night, everything is still, everything is quiet, and it's just, and I love this phrase, me, it's just me and my thoughts. And I know sometimes that might actually, bring up an image of someone calmly just entertaining their thoughts. But in this case, this was really me and my thoughts thinking the worst, convincing myself that somehow life was going to continue to be heavy, was going to continue to be difficult. And I started doing what I call one of my greatest hits. I started thinking about all the things that I was going to need to do today. And none of those things were insurmountable. Somehow, miraculously, even though I convinced myself otherwise, that so far, and I can't speak to the rest of the day, but at where I sit here, well into that day, into this day, I am finding that there is whatever it was I thought about today, so far I have not experienced that. I do want to say all of this to say one thing, and I know that I've mentioned probably more times than I should have over the years when I shared these notes from the journey, that I always used to speak about and still do speak about having this mantra that, you know, I don't have to believe everything that I'm thinking about what I'm feeling. For me, when I look back at this experience last night, it certainly applies, but there has somehow come online a new additional mantra, and I'm using the word mantra very loosely. This is something that really, it is just something that I can repeat to myself and remind myself that how I think it is may very well and most likely isn't how I think it is. And this is what came through for me, and it really did, it really did nourish me in a way. It certainly changed and interrupted. I think I've heard that phrase before. It interrupted my thinking, which it did, and then it allowed me to reflect on this. Is that life is about way more. And I want to emphasize, and this is just for me, I'm not trying to advocate this for anyone else. I can just speak only from my own experience, that life is way more than what I think about it, way more than what I think it is. And I even if I try to really convince myself of this, there's no need to do it, because I can see and appreciate that there is so much more than what it is that I think about. And that is one of the things that leads me to see the limits of the benefits of, a lot of the thinking that I find, my brain engaging in. I want to take responsibility for that. I certainly want to be accountable, because I do want to own up to myself and be accountable and recognize that a lot of times those thoughts come and go, but sometimes I'm perpetuating them by continuing to put time and energy into them. So I don't want to make it sound like this is, just always this passive sort of action that takes place, and I just happen to be a victim of it. It's really not that way. What I find is that there's no victim from my perspective. It's just, this is what it has been like for me to be a human being in this particular incarnation, and to realize that there is so much more. And actually, I would even go as far to say that there's so much more about to life than not only what I think about it, but also there's much more to life than how I feel. That it is, and this is not a way of diminishing, my own significance as the same significance that all human beings and all living beings have. But it is a way of recognizing that just because I'm feeling a certain way, And then I'm thinking based on how I'm feeling physically or, you know, emotionally, both of those together, that there really is more to life than that. It isn't all about how I feel and what I'm thinking. And being able to recognize that, and I know this may sound overly simplistic to people, to some people, but to me, these very simple lessons are sometimes, for me, have been some of the most powerful. And I'm sitting here feeling incredibly grateful, feeling a lot of gratitude to be able to share this, to speak these words during a day in which I had somehow hours and hours ago had already decided that I was going to know how it went. Now, that's not to say that at some point things could certainly change. Things could change drastically, but there are some of that I'm in control of and much of it I'm not in control of. But I know that at the end of the day, it is really my experience in this uncertainty and not knowing how things are going to go and how things will unfold is so much easier. It's so much easier for me to take that ride if I can just remember and recognize yet again and again and again that there is so much more to life than what I'm thinking about it.